Sorry for being so quiet. Please appreciate the voice. Well, that ruined it. So sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to disappear. I just had some bad news and it threw me a lot. Yes, I was thrown. I just needed some time to rally. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. No, it sounds like it sounds like it's not all right, but it is all right. It's all right. It's just, this year has been rather shit. I'm okay though. And, tomorrow there will be audio. And, they're going to get back on track. I'm still slightly ill. It's just lingering at this point. But I hope to record tomorrow night. I haven't really been doing anything recently. It's, when, sorry, sometimes it's alright to not do anything. Sometimes you have to not do anything. Sometimes you need to breathe. And, I've been breathing. Well, I always breathe. Not very well at the moment, but I breathe. Yeah. Thank you for your concern. I know several of you have been worried, and I didn't mean to worry you. It's just, I had to deal with some real life stuff that was very real. I hope that you're okay. I'm really sorry for the lack of content. There will be content. I have decided to not do the Valentine's Day shit that I was going to do, which is no bad thing. It's just, I'm not really in a place where I can be super happy. God, that sounds so fucking miserable, doesn't it? There was a death in the family, and there was a lot of fallout, and there was, it's just not a great time. And I have mixed feelings about Valentine's Day in a way. I am a big romantic. I am a sappy, stupid romantic. But I hate the falseness of Valentine's Day. I hate how it's rammed down our throats. And I think there's a lot of pressure with Valentine's Day. Whether you're in a relationship or not in a relationship. Actually, maybe even more if you are in a relationship. Because if you're not in a relationship, you've just got that single stigma. And you feel bad about yourself. But if you're in a relationship, there's all this pressure. And it can be, it can really fuck with your head. And it's so fucking cynical at this point. Maybe way back when Valentine's Day was just a very sweet, honest day of love. Doubtful, but maybe. But nowadays it's just a cynical ploy for everyone to make money. And I think that is a pattern with a lot of things in society. God, really, is this going to be one of those rambles? Yeah, it is a bit. So you have days like Halloween and Christmas. And yes, they are over-commercialized, but because they have more of a root, a history, you know, there is a reason for them to be. Valentine's Day is one of those weird ones. Yes, it has a reason, but it's... that reason is purely commercial at this point. And while I do love everything Valentine's Day, I love the sweetness, I love the love, the intense commercialization and pressure kind of makes it almost a negative holiday in a way. So if you're single, you see everyone being happy in Valentine's, even though they're not actually happy in Valentine's, but you think they are because single perception is something that is skewed on Valentine's Day, and then you feel bad about yourself, or you hook up with someone who is not great, and you do unhealthy things, and then if you are in a relationship, you might want to be out of the relationship, but you cling to them because you can't be single on Valentine's Day. You go into debt because you have to do the grand gesture. You feel pressure that you have to do stuff because of Valentine's Day. You don't want to be alone. Now this, of course, is perhaps the minority. The majority of people who are in healthy relationships, you know, Valentine's Day is not a bad thing. But, how did you hear that click? But there is this seedy underbelly to Valentine's Day. And as much as I love a love story, I do love a love story. Valentine's Day is... I know some people actually dread it. As it gets closer, they become more depressed. And I know some people who are in really uneven, unhealthy relationships use it as a lever. So I am in two minds about not doing anything for Valentine's Day. Also because I've only got 3 days and I'm still very ill. Not very ill, I'm still ill. But I have a voice, give me a minute. And I can fake a proper voice. I can have a voice, I can record with a voice. It's a bit clicky, but it's all right. Just occasionally I run out of breath like that. So I don't honestly know if I'll do... I kind of want to do Valentine's audios, but then again, I don't want to do Valentine's Day audios. The thing about me, I love stupid love movies. I like films that deal with love are cheesy and predictable, but because I'm overtly cynical, I also think it will never last. But yeah, I'm okay. I just stopped for a while. Didn't mean to disappear. But yeah, there'll be audio tomorrow on the 11th. And, I hope that you're okay. I hope that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever's happened, that you're just taking a moment to yourself to breathe and be alright. And also, if you're single on Valentine's Day, it doesn't matter, because Valentine's Day isn't real. It's a commercialized whatever. And if you are in a relationship and you don't want to be in a relationship, just because it's Valentine's Day or coming up to Valentine's Day doesn't mean that you have to stay in the relationship. You don't have to feel bad about yourself because of a commercial holiday. But we all do way too much of that. Be good. And I will talk to you soon.